up on that cost.
So, yeah. Mr. Chairman, I advertised for leasing the Goel property, which would include irrigating it and haying it. And the offer that we have is from Barney Schneider, who has done it for as many years as we've had it. And his offer to us is that he'll put up the hay for 60%, with the county receiving 40%, and he'll buy our 40% at $60 a ton.
That's the only bid we have.
Yeah.
What was it again?
Where is this?
60%.
So right there,
corner
Pole Creek.
Pole Creek and 191.
Buy our 40% for $60 a ton. 40%.
Yeah.
Which so is about
just
last
south
year
of town,
was about $1,100.
A mile.
It's fine. It's not that far off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about $1,100.
Last year, the Game and Fish was paying $100.
Yeah, $100. So there's going to be tons of hay this year. They're working.
If it warms up.
That's true. It'll all flood out.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's the only bid we have, so there you go.
Does he maintain, is there an agreement there he maintains a fence? Does he use any of that for pasture, or does he just hay it?
They don't pasture, they hay, is all.
That's all they do.
Yeah, they just hay.
Put anything in it
no.
later.
No, Julie doesn't put her stuff in there.
Yeah, so just hay in it.
Yeah, just hay in it. And just
you know,
so you
it
know.
It wouldn't be a bad idea for him just to go around the fence, but, I mean, anyway.
Is there any risk of, does anybody run cattle around it that there's a reason to maintain the fence? Or is it even
on the other side, you've got Wade Tibbetts, and he takes care of his side of the fence, so.
Yeah.
Well, probably don't matter.
No.
He's got to irrigate. He's got to irrigate. He doesn't get any.
Right. Yep. And they do. They irrigate it.
So I'd entertain a motion.
Been moved by Mr. Noble.
Oh. Make a motion to accept the bid for the Doyle property.
And I second it.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the bid from Barney Schneider to hay the Doyle property. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Excellent. We've got Children's Discovery Center at 10:15.
He's out in the hallway.
Oh, is he? Okay, I'll go get him.
We'll just move right along.
Yeah, we're ahead of schedule. How about that?
You guys are moving metal, aren't you?
Yeah.
So to speak.
Well, gentlemen, I think you all know me, Jeff Goltz, and this is Julie Maxim, our treasurer for the Children's Discovery Center.
Hi.
We expect Farrah to show up any minute.
Okay, well, we can stall.
No. I mean, we can go. We can continue on.
Okay.
But Farrah is our chair. I'm the vice chair. And as I said, Julie is our treasurer. And what we were talking to you about today is the situation with the land that the county owns that our facility sits upon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fill these guys in. They may not know.
Okay. I know that a few years ago, prior to me being on the board, the county commissioners entered into dialogue about the Children's Discovery Center purchasing the property.
Yeah. So in the past, here, just to let you know, the land underneath the Children's Discovery Center is owned by the county. And the county allowed the Children's Discovery Center to build on it and do their thing. So.
Okay. And in the past, there has been a lease, but I believe on only the section that the outdoor classroom was on. Although, on the list server, it shows as one complete property.
Right.
So, anyway, we need to do something. Either we need to at least get a lease in place now so that we're all comfortable with that at an equitable figure and find out what you're thinking about what the purchase price should be. We certainly can't afford it to buy it right now. Okay. In fact, we wouldn't.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Right. We wouldn't even be in business without your generous support.
That's true.
Okay. So, I think, Mary, correct me if I'm mistaken, but the last lease that was drawn up was for $10 a year, 5-year lease payable in advance.
Yeah. And, Mr. Chairman, our lease, I think, went out about
2015.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're a couple years
behind. We've been operating without a lease.
Yeah, we've been operating without a lease.
Okay.
The property, I'm trying to think when it was. We did an appraisal on the property, but which always makes the assessor happy that we do that, because they go crazy when we pay too much or don't charge enough kind of thing. But the other part of that is that this building, we
scared the hell out of me.
Who did that?
Not I.
That was beautiful.
That was nice. Is that the
other
call?
That was the sound system. Holy
but we've
cow.
Always had a,
the exit.
We've always had a interesting situation because the Discovery Center owns the building. We own the ground. We've discussed a couple times about getting that all together and never really had a very good discussion about that. So the property under the building hasn't got lots of worth for us.
Right.
Has more worth for them.
Yeah.
The building has, we don't want the build. I mean, you know, we don't want the building, that kind of thing. So it's,
could
to
we
negotiate
dis-
that. We probably, we probably need to put a lease in place.
Yeah.
But as far as to negotiate putting the ground with the building, might be another negotiation or another discussion. I don't know how you want to proceed with that, but.
Could we discuss perhaps a possible long-term payment type deal for the land?
Well, yeah, if you wanted to be the bank on it, we certainly
well,
could.
We own the land anyway, so
right.
To me, it would make sense that they don't have the money. To me, it would make sense that perhaps we
I mean,
do
we're comfortable
of,
with continuing to lease it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm
okay,
sure.
You know, a really killer deal.
Yeah, yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Right, right.
Okay,
well,
but,
yeah,
I mean,
$10 a 5 years is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is a good
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, that's a heck of a deal. But if we could maybe, you know, just up that to where your lease payment goes toward the purchase of the land.
We're open to anything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that you could, if you run into a windfall, it could be paid off early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything like that. But if we can get it out of our possession and back on the tax rolls, if you will.
Well, that's just it. We're exempt.
But it won't be.
Because they're nonprofits.
Oh, right, right.
We're a nonprofit school. I don't think all nonprofits are exempt
right.
from the tax. But
right.
I went and talked
but nonprofit
to the assessor's office yesterday
mm-hmm.
and ascertained we are exempt.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. But if we could still get it out from under our ownership, that'd be great, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary, do you remember how did the county ever come to own that property
mm-hmm.
in the first place? Why don't you fill us in?
So the property was, the property in the building and all of that whole program was started by Carol Chitsey and the Chitsey family.
Yeah.
And when the county acquired the property, Dr. Chitsey had been leasing it to the Discovery Center because the Discovery Center went out and got a loan for their building. He'd been leasing the property to the Discovery Center. And he decided for and probably got a tax break or something for that lease. But anyway, he decided he didn't want to do that anymore. And it was kind of a short, quick thing. The Discovery Center came to the commissioner, said, "Hey, we're in a bind. We don't have the money. He's gonna, you know, refuse the lease to us. We've got a short period. Would you consider giving us funding or?" You know, buying the property or whatever. So they decided that they would buy the property. We bought the property under the building. The property where the outdoor
classroom
is, and that was part of the property that we purchased from the sublet center when we, because we bought two pieces. We bought from the sublet center twice, once for Rendezvous Point, and then we bought the other property that we built Aspen Grove on and that type of thing, but that property is part of that purchase. It's all subdivided. We don't need to do anything as far as land's concerned.
Was that property that we bought from Chidsey's, was that at market value or was that a deal? Do you remember?
Was it whatever price he was asking?
So
and it probably was at pretty close to market.
Probably market value at that time.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem just recouping the county's cost in that. I don't think the county needs. I don't think the county needs to make any money on it.
Right.
It would probably be important to the taxpayers to at least recoup that original purchase price.
But if what is fair market value? Does anybody have a guess on that at this time?
Well, fair market value then and fair market value now is going to be really
just
different.
Just give us all a feel for what we're doing.
And we are going to know that. We did an appraisal probably, what was it, 7 years ago?
I think that's when you last entered into negotiations with the board.
Yeah.
And I think, if I remember right, it was like $89,000.
Yeah, it was 80, I think. It was $80,000, but I don't. That appraisal's not going to be good.
Can we find the purchase
point.
Original
but
purchase
I can find,
price?
I can get the purchase price, the original purchase price, and we can bring that, you know, as part of the discussion and see how we want to deal with that to get the discussion going.
So if we went with the original purchase price, just to do what the chairman is saying, and then do a long-term lease with the purchase to buy, then the property, in essence, belongs to you as long as you're
making the payments. Right.
Yeah.
So like what it would be in legal terms is a lease with an option.
Option to buy, absolutely.
And the language that any lease payments would apply to the principal if they decided at some point that if you did come across some money, and you know ahead of time.
Who knows? Sometimes money just falls out of the sky.
Yeah, you never know.
But are you thinking about making the lease to purchase option similar to meet their budget in the range of $10 a year?
No, it would have to be something more than that. Just within maybe, I don't know, my lifetime. I don't know.
Let's see what the number is because it's silly, Mr. Chairman, to make an agreement
without knowing.
And then
knowing
you can't afford to make the payment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've gotten into those deals before, and that's dumb.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what the number is and then get back to you guys. And if that can't make sense, we can do a lease with an option to make an offer at some point. And if you'd never have the money to make an offer, I guess you continue to lease.
Mm-hmm. So let's find that information out first, and then if it's just absolutely can't do it, then we will have to negotiate the lease again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we don't expect anything as cheap as $10 a year either.
Right.
Okay. I think that's the language in the last lease. I mean, it's not uncommon. I know the Children's Learning Center leases from Teton County, that Rafter J building that the county put up for $20 million, and they pay $10 a year on.
Right. We've got a few of those.
So.
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't really matter to us if we own the ground or not. The thing is that we want to have the security and the understanding.
You want at least a lease in place so you know where you're standing.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Sure.
Because we're all fairly recent on the board, so we're probably catching up with a little bit of the history of the center ourselves, too.
Well, back at the time when we had the first discussion, is that I think the Discovery Center had an opportunity to refinance.
We were trying to.
And you can't.
Yeah.
If you don't have the ground underneath
USDA was fine with it. You know, obviously, because they had the mortgage on the building itself. But when we approached like Wells Fargo or any other bank, they were like, "You don't own the land." Like,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are you giving to
so
us here?
You guys really need
so
to
we
own
were,
the land.
So we were trying to do that, but then I don't know. Did you share with them that we did have an anonymous donor that paid off our mortgage? So the refinancing issue is kind of rectified itself, so sometimes money doesn't fall out of the sky.
Just recently.
Last fall.
Good.
So that was something that was just completely unexpected and helped a little bit. But
Mr. Chairman, it makes sense to get it for both
parties.
Oh, yeah. To get it all in one place.
We recently did that with the Wheat and Pest building.
Yeah.
We owned the land. Wheat and Pest owned the building. We got it rectified. Okay. Same type of deal. So Okay, let's get that number then, and we'll continue the discussion.
Sure.
Sounds good. And Mr. Chairman, should I will have Matt keep going on a proposed lease.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we come up with a number, we come up with something, you know, we should get at least a temporary lease put in place, even if we're still negotiating the price for the long-term
right.
lease.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Any other questions for us?
No. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll let you keep on ahead of schedule then.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for your time.
You bet.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff.
See you, Julie.
Thanks.
See
you
guys.
See
you.
See you later.
Do we have time for a question?
Yes.
I'm not sure that the county clerk is going to re-up. And so consequently, is she going to be on speed dial for the question that we just asked her that happened 25 years ago? And she had the answer.
You know, unfortunately.
Just keep your fingers crossed.
unfortunately. A lot of that knowledge leaves when she leaves.
I think the speed dial is the key.
Consulting
fee.
Yeah.
There'll be a fee. I can guarantee that.
Absolutely.
You see the amount of concern coming from Andy?
Yeah. Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
Mary who?
You guys don't have my personal cell phone number, do you?
I do.
Wow.
But you don't answer it anyway.
Well, that's true.
When is your election?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
You're going to run again.
Wow.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
It's like the calendar. 20 months. X's down like this.
Nobody's counting.
Nobody's counting, but it's 20
months.
Are you grooming somebody?
19 months and 29 days, huh?
There you go.
To be exact. Yeah, but we're not counting.
You've made that totally clear in the last 5 months.
For like, yeah.
Some days I'm counting.
Yeah.
Mary, when you have, what, 28 years in, or?
When I get done off 32.
I was going to say you should at least stay for 30 years. You have 30, but.
Yeah, 32 years of.
That's
public service.
I'll have 37 with the county this July.
Well, you should keep on until you have 40 then.
Even 40. Make it an even 40.
Uh-uh.
Oh. I will have only had 8, and that will be plenty.
That will be plenty. Yeah, but you've had the toughest aid.
Oh, man. All right, our next appointment's at 10:30 here, so. Smoke them if you got them.
You know, if you turn off one of those microphones, I bet we could.
It's this one. It's Joel's.
It's off. I lost that, Mary.
Did you lose your spot?
Yeah.
Take a break. Yeah.
We're doing it a couple times. You know, I can't see good enough. Thank you.
Going to report on the fishing trip?
I haven't been.
Really?
The one to Lake Powell's.
All right, but haven't been since?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
Well, like the water's high.
Water's still a little stiff in places,
water
too.
It's a little high, and I have responsibilities. Yes, dear.
All right. Okay.
But it's, somebody told me that the ice is off the lower end of Fremont Lake.
Really?
There was a picture on Pinedale Online.
So my boat could probably come into Pinedale this weekend to put it in just to make sure everything works. The
cool.
motors and everything.
Change your mind. I asked you about that before.
Well, I mean, I'm not even going to take it off the trailer, I don't think. I'll just back the trailer in and
start everything up.
Start everything up and get it going. Because I know that you'll want a guided trip. And
yeah.
I just want everything working.
Yeah.
That's why you have good friends like that, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely.
I don't need a, I don't need a boat.
I don't need a boat either. I've got Jim Latta.
Sometimes I have to make hard decisions on which one of my friends to go with.
Well, this is true. I mean, I've got Dennis Kramer right at the bottom of my road, too, so I can...
Well, I did get a jab in at Thursday's meeting with Wally Johnson.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went up and introduced myself to Wally.
So where did you see Wally?
At that...
at the Mule Deer.
Mule Deer.
Oh, that Mule Deer Foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, Wally quickly let me know that not to believe everything I read about him and blah, blah, blah. And he quickly let me know about WCCA and quickly let me know about his... alliances with John Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, well, next time you see Mr. Lynn, just tell him one thing for me, because he's been fishing with him. Yeah. I said, tell me he ain't worth a shit as a guide. And that's how Wally and I left it.
Wally.
What do you know about John Cobb?
Yeah.
Cobb?
Cobb.
Cobb. Enough.
Yeah. Enough.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
Well, see, thanks very much, the committee I get to sign up for on this health safety.
Is he chair of that committee?
Is he chair of that committee?
Yeah, see, when I talked, when I went, it was Mike Nichol.
You know, right. Mike did a great job.
He's not just the chair. Guess who the coach is?
Oh, another one.
The one from Sweetwater County, Natalie, whatever her name is.
Oh, she's from Teton.
So Teton County.
Teton.
Yeah.
Natalie's Teton.
Yeah. And when we went to Cheyenne, this woman would tell us hi for all the times in the world. Just stuck up. And I thought, I get on that committee.
She hugged me.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a gender thing.
I am on the Elections and Land Use Committee.
Excellent.
Because I saw your name was there.
Yeah, perfect.
But
but I'm not going to be there, so
you're
good.
Not going to be there, so
but
I'm
you didn't tell
because
me
they
perfect.
Needed people.
Terrific. I'm glad you're on the